This is Craig Dunn, Childline Volunteer Counsellor in Glasgow. Craig, how long have you been volunteering with the Childline Helpline here in Glasgow?
I've been volunteering for about over three years now, yeah, with Childline.
And how did you first get involved with the service?
I actually remember I was just starting out as a student at the time, and I actually was looking for some sort of volunteering experience, but actually came to the induction night at Childline and listened to one of the supervisors chatting about Childline and what they did, like helping young people with different issues like abuse and things like that, and that was me sold straight away. I actually had wanted to make the difference that the supervisor was talking about. I wanted to get involved in something like that, and that's when I started the EVT training at that time.
And how did you find the training and support that you received?
I won't lie, the training was very difficult and something completely different from what I was actually used to, because it was very raw and very hard hitting at the same time. So one week we'd be studying maybe sexual abuse, and the next week it could be studying suicide. So it was very difficult to kind of take your mindset off and move on to the next thing, especially if you're not used to things like that. But actually I learned so much from it, and actually the supervisors that I worked with, I think some of them aren't here at the time now, but they were open to all questions. They actually talked you through things and actually made you feel comfortable with what you were talking about, which at the same time needed because of the capacity of what you were working in. So it was very supportive, yeah.
And the ongoing support that you've had has been good?
The ongoing support has been really good. I've been in touch with supervisors at times when maybe I'm struggling on shift, and no matter how many, 3 years I've been here now, and no matter length of time I've been here, I still struggle with certain things. It's not something that you get amazingly competent at. You will get something that's brand new, something completely different you've never worked with. And at times like that, I'll speak to my supervisor and say, look, I'm struggling with this. Is there a training coming up? Or if you get any advice, and has anyone else struggled with it? Kind of things like that. So, yeah, I feel really comfortable asking questions at this stage.
And the skills that you've learned through your volunteer training, have they been kind of useful in your day-to-day life?
Oh yes, completely. Yeah, too useful some might say, actually, because I actually use them with friends and I use them with family to actually explore their situations and explore their lives. But at the same time, you need to be able to take that head off, because they don't want to sometimes explore things that they might not be ready for. But actually, I think Childline has actually inspired my career, to be honest. I'm studying to be a counselling psychologist, and I would not have had the motivation to do that at all if it wasn't for dealing with young people, because I actually want to be a counselling psychologist with young people. So if it wasn't for Childline, I wouldn't be in this area, to be honest, either.
And the kind of issues that you hear about from young people, are they quite varied?
Oh yeah, completely, yeah. Like, they could be completely the lightest kind of issues, maybe chatting about their favourite TV show, chatting about their favourite music, and then it could maybe go on to dealing with very high-risk situations and very scary situations for both me and the young person. So it's the scariest thing, just picking up the phone and not knowing what you're going to get, to be honest. That's very surreal.
And yeah. Children and young people have obviously got the choice of using the telephone or speaking to a counsellor online. Do you find that they favour one or the other?
It does depend, though. I sometimes feel, though, the chat's a stepping stone to the voice call sometimes, because it just, they can test the water in a sense and actually see what someone's like without them having to vocalise how they're feeling, but just actually type it, and then they may be more encouraged to come on and speak to someone if they feel as though they've had a good service and things like that. Because sometimes if you think about it, you wouldn't speak to a stranger about anything sometimes, would you? Whereas some young people who may need more immediate support can't wait on chat for some replies. They need to come on to the voice call. So it does just depend, really, yeah.
So would you recommend Childline to other people who might be thinking about taking on a volunteer role?
Most definitely. I would recommend Childline to anyone who wants to take on a volunteer role. And you don't have to be skilled in counselling. You don't have to actually be have a degree or anything like that. Your heart needs to be in the right place, to be honest, for this volunteer position. And I've recommended quite a few friends, family members, to actually come and join. And a few members have actually been successful with EVT training as well. But I would definitely suggest that if you want a different volunteering experience and you want to be able to help young people in a way that actually you aren't able to do in everyday life, then by all means, volunteer for Childline, yeah.